Next patient is Yaditzel, Yaditzel. First name is Raudales, Raudales, 327-86. Chief complaint, I need to change my medication. Number two, nausea, vomiting. Number three, difficulty with taking metformin. Number four, history of asthma. Number five, I've been reading about Mounjaro and Ozempic, and I want to get on those medications. Number six, history of stenosis, carotid stenosis. Number seven, history of stroke in the family. Our patient is a 37-year-old young lady, married, has four children. She's a manager for a storage facility here in Houston, period. She comes into people with medical issues and problems. She weighs 281 pounds, morbidly obese, has tried to lose weight, has not been able to. His A1C has been elevated because she's diabetic. She can't take most of her medication because when she does, she has nausea and vomiting. She's tried Jardiance, Metformin, and glipizide, period. Has had no chest pain or review of system, no shortness of breath, increased weight, some nausea, positive nausea, positive vomiting related to her medication, no hematemesis, hematochezia, family history, hypertension, diabetes, no cancer. Mom is age, mammogram was done, is due at age 40, eye exam is up to date. Medication, glipizide 5 milligram twice a day, metformin 500 milligram two twice a day, simvastatin 40 milligram a day, and that's all she takes. Put that on a list with on a separate sheet of paper with allergen or drug allergy, COVID immunization, none, medical problem, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, surgery, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation. Last period now, under social, no smoking, no excessive drinking, increased weight. As was mentioned, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure convulsion reported, period. She weighs 281 pounds, 96%, 98, 16, 80, 137 over 84. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs declare, abdomen soft, next row, JVD, skin shows, and rush around, mucosal, with analogical, and non-focal. Number one, diabetes. Number two, hypertension. Oh, no. No history of hypertension. Number three, blood pressure stable. Number four, at one time she was an ACE inhibitor. She should be on an ACE inhibitor, but she doesn't want to take it because she's having such a hard time with her medication. Next time is I'm going to start on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once a day. Next time is I told her we'll be able to stop the regular medication. Next number, for now I wanted to put up with the symptoms, put up with the issues and still taking it till we get the Mounjaro up to at least 5 milligram. Next time is diet discussed. Next time is exercise discussed. Next time is I told her if she doesn't start dieting, exercising on a regular basis, and change her habits, as soon as she gets off the medication, everything will come back to where it was before. Next was a gastroesophageal reflux stable. Next was H. pylori has been stable. Next number, definitely look into an ACE inhibitor to protect her kidney. Next was carotid ultrasound, which was done with family history of stroke, shows carotid stenosis. Next number, last A1C was 9.3. Next number is recheck A1C today. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is check cholesterol as well. Next number is obesity. Next number is lose weight. Next number, we talked about the plans to do so. Next number is we looked at her kidneys. They were within normal limits. Next number is arm pain and leg pain, most likely neuropathy or musculoskeletal, no PVD or DVT was noted. Next one is status post-cholecystectomy. Next one is doesn't want to start any kind of a GERD medications at this time. Next one is thyroid looks good. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, carotid ultrasound with minimal stenosis. Next number is findings were discussed with patient. Next was fatty liver. Next one is she does have a history of sleep apnea. At one time she was scheduled to have sleep study done, but she refused or had her insurance changed and did not do it. At this time she wants to hold off and try to lose weight instead. Next number findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.